Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun and a little bit warmer, high around 64 degrees. 42 at this hour in Kenosha, 39 in Burlington, 43 in Milwaukee, 42 in Racine. Georgia-based Hull Property Group has a reputation for turning around shopping malls that are struggling and is in the process of acquiring Racine's 35-year-old Regency Mall. Hull's website calls it a multifaceted retail real estate acquisition management and development company that's been around since 1977. Regency Mall has been owned the last 16 years by Tennessee-based CB&L Associates. The deal with Hull Property includes two other mall sites, one each in Georgia and North Carolina. An online map shows Hull properties all south of Chicago, most in the south, but also extending toward the East Coast. Kenosha County's newest business park in the town of Salem lands its first tenant, Vonco Products, a leading manufacturer of flexible packaging and promotional products, relocating operations from Lake Villa, Illinois. It's outgrown its current site after 60 years and has plans to invest more than $4 million in equipment at that new facility. Company President Keith Smith says the proposal from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and its partners was quite impressive. He also thanked the Kenosha Area Business Alliance for getting the parties together to complete this deal.
This building is the right decision, no matter how we looked at it. But because as I studied it further, manufacturing in Wisconsin is a long-term competitive advantage for years to come.
Bonco going to be an anchor tenant in the new business park. It'll begin in June of next year. The town of Salem's created a tax incremental financing district to support the park's development. Also, up to $500,000 in state tax credits are contingent on the number of jobs created, 86 promoted, over the next 3 years. The budget review process for the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole last night, including quite a bit of time with the multifaceted Public Works Department. Commissioner Mark Yellen noting the high-profile semi-automated solid waste collection system that's targeted to roll out next summer, with plans continuing, he said, for dealing with bulky waste.
We'll be working up the bulky waste and green waste collection systems over the next 6 to 8 months. We're going to be doing public outreach like we did, similar to the way we did the public outreach during when we were putting the plan together to, and we ultimately decided, we proposed to you and you approved the semi-automation, and that's going to allow us to move 4 workers from our solid waste collection to our street maintenance division.
He talked about the almost $7 recycling fee increase having to also cover regulatory compliance.
Putting a new deck on that bridge and doing some substructure repairs and other things there. So we've got funding from the state that pays about 80% of that. And we're in the throes of getting through final design for the West 6th Street Bridge.
That's City Engineer John Rooney noting the Memorial Drive Bridge will get resurfaced next year, and he talked about the West 6th Street Bridge. That's an historic bridge that has to have special design. That's by the Kinsey Avenue curve by the church. The budget public hearing is next week. The Racine Council to vote on the 2017 spending plan, November the 15th. Name of the man killed early yesterday morning while walking on the interstate in Kenosha County, still not released at this point. Part of the problem is where this man actually lived. He was 30 years old, hit by a southbound SUV near Highway 158. Has identification with him, but has suggested possible residence in both Milwaukee and Burlington. That all has to be sorted out before the State Patrol, which is handling the case, will release the name. Across the country, the number of traffic accidents keeps rising. Reporter Chris Cruz indicates the auto insurers believe distracted driving, that is the real problem here.
The Department of Transportation recently announced that deaths from traffic accidents rose more than 10% in the first 6 months of this year. That translates to 1,665 more deaths across the country in just 6 months. That's on top of a more than 7% increase in 2015. Both increases came after years of declines. The insurance industry says urban areas where traffic congestion is getting worse are seeing higher increases in crashes than areas where traffic congestion is less of a problem. An industry official says they're finding that when congestion slows traffic, many drivers pick up their smartphones and start texting or using apps. Christopher Cruz, Washington.
Fire of undetermined origin caused about $25,000 damage to a vacant home at 1124 David Street in Racine. First arriving city fire department unit confirmed a 911 caller's report of smoke and flames. Fire was contained in a short amount of time, mainly to the first floor, with light extension beyond that. Racine police still looking into a shooting incident from late yesterday afternoon in the 1200 block of Marquette Street. A woman found by police with at least one gunshot wound. She was taken by the fire department's paramedics to the emergency room at Ascension All Saints. Other than that, we don't know any information. A release also indicating that the public's requested to help if they can. Contact the police department's detective unit or go anonymously through Crime Stoppers of Racine County. State Appeals Court reversed a fine against a Fond du Lac County man for allowing an underage drinking party in his home. It was because local rule cannot supersede state law. So, State Representative Andre Jacques says he's going to reintroduce something that'll be a little bit tougher.
Look forward to having the very active support now of the prevention community in making sure that this is addressed and that we have a statewide standard and really address the unintended consequences of the Nichols decision and this definition of premises.
The state's hosting law applies only to businesses with a liquor license, which some lawmakers didn't think would even face any legal challenge against a local ordinance in rejecting past attempts to change it. Racine's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department's proposed 2017 budget under scrutiny last night by the Common Council and Committee of the Whole. Director Tom Olbeck noting this will be the second year of full budgets at all five of the community centers.
If you remember 3-4 years back, we were actually trying to cut some community centers. We actually kept them open by trying to work through outsourcing funding, and we were able to do that. But now, over the last 2 years, we now have a budget in there where we feel comfortable with the amount of time that we are open for open recreation and also for outside organizations to use the facilities.
Meanwhile, he said that the challenge of raising more revenue in recent years, that's expanded to include grants and program sponsors. Lincoln Field, targeted to include more opportunities for baseball, but he also said softball will be allowed there too.
What we did there was we redid the ball diamond fencing so that it could handle baseball. The infield size of it can handle baseball. The lights now are at 400 feet so that it can handle baseball. It will still be used as softball, but it will be more user-friendly for a baseball field.
Public hearing on the budget next week. The Racine Council to vote on the entire spending plan again November the 15th. Racine Unified School Board's budget coming up next Monday night for a final vote. It's actually been a budget in place for 2016-17 on a preliminary basis. It's an $84.5 million levy with the spending plan, most of it for general operations. There is also a tax reduction to go with it. And there are 332 fewer students enrolled in the Kenosha School District this year, which is a trend expected to continue. That, according to Chris Keckler, Executive Director of Information and Accountability, working based on Third Friday enrollment. The district now majority-minority school district based on the numbers. The data showing, among other things, the number of students leaving the district for private schools has pretty much remained flat over the past several years.
This one is just to point out that number has been declining over the last couple of years. You can see that usually it's the summer months where we experience an exodus of a number of students, most likely because seats open up or waiting lists are activated at some of those schools. But we're trending at basically about the same quantity of students that exited during the last school year, but certainly less than half the amount of what it was the previous years prior to that.
He also noted the class sizes in Kenosha Unified are the lowest they've been in 6 years. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. Whenever you want, go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.